Hey, hello again, and welcome to the April of 2020 Inspiring Innovations Learning Moments podcast. My name is Marv Pikla, and just in case you're a new listener or regular listener, these Inspiring Innovations Learning Moments podcast episodes, they're all put together each month as part of or an extension of my III time. Oh yeah. Which Inspiring Innovations, Inc., III Time blog messages that I make sure come out online every Friday. And the goal is and has always been to offer written advice and voice message ideas and thoughts about professional development, maybe innovation, communication improvements, and for sure leadership. And together, they represent what I hope is inspiration for you to find that always a better way and by keep you looking always to the future. All right, enough old news and promotion. It's time to get around to this month's Learning Moments topic. And this month, we're going to talk about the huge benefits that come from telling your career story. Yep, you heard it right. We're going to talk and discuss the priceless value of telling your career story. But first, I have to tell you how and when the importance of telling your career story was kind of presented to me. A bunch of years ago, back in my agency director days, we used to host an annual event we called Thumb Education and Community Day. It was always fun. It was a good time, and community partners all were invited and attended. And for that one morning every year, we focused on like a developmental topic that would be exciting and everybody could participate in and understand. And for this one session, the keynote speaker was a gentleman, Dr. Adolph Brown, and he operates a firm he calls Doc Speaks. And as my intro to Dr. Brown, I talked about how unfortunate it was for President Kennedy to not be able to tell his career story. And how in the weirdest of ways, we are all kind of historically shortchanged as a result. And as you can guess, there's a lot more to that story, but Dr. Brown was so taken by this intro career story talk that we became even better colleagues and for sure, genuine friends. It was great. As a result, I have to tell you, I use the telling your career story strategy in my consultant work, when I'm teaching a class, and even in developing my colleague network together, because it's always paid me back time and time again. But wait, didn't I promise you at the start that we were going to take this Inspiring Innovations Learning Moments podcast time and talk about the benefits and the use of telling your career story as kind of a strategy? All right, sorry, let's get back to it. First, I believe the greatest impact of telling your career story comes in the form of mentoring. And you know what I mean. Because for example, when I have a guest presenter at one of my classes, there is never a time that the young adults observe at the end, hey, he or she was just like me. And whether that meant being confused about a career choice, failing at something, or starting your world of work at a fast food place, the future challenges just didn't seem so big after they heard that telling my career story presentation from a professional. A second benefit for telling your career story can be found always in your workplace, I can testify that when your career story is presented accurately and authentically and confidently, and if you include it even as part of new staff orientation, it provides a unique qualified history, experience factor, and even a form of continuous improvement, maybe almost a guidebook that can't be duplicated. It also benefits the new employee and the career storyteller at the same time. Well, I trust from these examples that you understand what can be the high value of telling your career story. But I also want you to think about it from a very personal level. Because if you don't ever tell your own career story, who will? No one will probably write a book about you or me. So think about all the special and unique learning moments that would be lost. And even though there have been, many books written about our President Kennedy, nowhere, and I mean nowhere, will you find the learning moments that he found most critical and important, and the ones that were special to him. I hope I have convinced you all that telling your career story is very important. And remember, no matter if you are 18 or 80, you have a career story that can and should be shared. I have to admit that I never asked my dad for his total career story. And so far, my sons really don't know mine. So maybe we just need some kind of reminder like this. Hey, thanks again for listening, and we'll talk again next month.